people are just glad that things are starting to return to normal again after the disruption yesterday. I know that last evening I was in touch with a number of families whose elderly relatives had been put out of their homes during the alert, and they were very angry because at that stage they still hadn't been able, this was at about 9 o'clock, they still hadn't been able to return home. Thankfully, not too long after that, then we got a call from the PSNI to say that the alert was being scaled back to allow people back into their homes. And that was, of course, following the device being found and a search to make sure there were no follow-up devices.
And are residents worried that something like this could happen again, potentially?
Well, I think residents are fairly well used to the phenomenon at this stage of these bomb alerts. I don't think there was any particular concern in relation to the device. I think the experience has told us really that these devices are whilst viable and all the rest, that the police seem to have information whereby they're found and they're disposed of. I think it's for the residents, the bigger issue was in relation to being put out of their homes and the disruption that caused. There's one gentleman in particular who is very elderly. His carers come to him 4 times a day and he needs that specialist nursing care. His carers weren't able to break the cordon. They weren't allowed to come in to deal with him. So that family were left in a very worried state because he wasn't getting the medical care and attention that he needs. There was another family who'd just buried their father on Tuesday, and there they were being asked to leave their homes on the Saturday. So for a lot of people, it's been very disruptive and very unpleasant. But as I say, people are just thankful now that things are starting to return to normal again.
Karina, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks a million. I'll chat to you.
Okay,
bye.
All the best.
Bye-bye.